Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. The voice of the Lord. You know, hearing the voice of the Lord is so important. That's what God's called us to do. Religion has begun to tell so many people, hear my voice. And God's going, no, shut your voice and tell them that I speak. Mm-hmm. That God speaks. And there'll be a day that you hear the voice of the Son of Man, the Son of God, and you shall live. Which means what happens when you don't hear the voice of the Lord? Mm. He said, they hear my voice and they follow another. What happens if you've never heard his voice? Does that mean you're following somebody other than the one true shepherd? And I just want to encourage you that begin to ask God, say, God, speak to me. Speak to me. Begin to consider John chapter 15. Read the get a red letter Bible that has all of Jesus' words in red. And read John 15. And he talks about staying with him, abiding with him, remaining in him. And he will remain in you, abiding in his word. And he'll speak to you. He'll guide you. You'll be fruitful. He'll empower you to be faithful. He'll show you how, through his empowerment of his spirit, that you can actually be obedient, that you could have never done on your own. I mean, we cannot do it on our own, but you'll be able to do things you thought you never could do. But he'll keep you humble, reminding you of a few things you can never do, and he won't let you do. And he'll bring you to a place of what he calls complete joy. He talks about in John chapter 15, I believe 10. He said, listen, you know, I've obeyed my Father, and I want you do the same thing, and this is how you'll have complete joy. A lot of people skip the first part of John 15 about abiding, and they try to walk out religiously an obedient life to the scriptures, not understanding you can't do that. But you can be empowered by God's Spirit. You can be empowered by God's Spirit to be able to walk in a way of obedience that amazes you. I mean, not perfect. I mean, there's grace and there's mercy, but listen, you know who you'd be outside of God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm joking about, you know, Pat being Superman. He's not Superman. He's a real man like everybody else is, and I am too, and we all are, and we need God. We need God's empowerment, but I can testify that God is able. He is more than able to empower you to do everything that he's asked you to do, but you got to depend on him to do it through you. Mm. And you can do that through a personal abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. If you don't know him, you first have to know him. And when you begin to abide with him, he'll know you. You see, a lot of people, I mean, even demons know about Jesus and tremble. But it's not enough for you to know about Jesus. He needs to know about you.
That's right.
And that's spending time with him. Spending time with him. Hearing what he's saying. Reading his word. Hiding his word in your heart. Meditating on the word. Speaking that word that he put in your heart. Believing what he has said. Talking to him. Letting him know what you need. What's some things that are happening in your life? Are you having marital problems? Are you having relationship problems with others? Are you having family issues, financial issues, job issues, car issues, political issues, whatever it is? Just let him know. Say, I need some help. And then listen to him. Pause long enough to listen to him and hear his response. And write this whole thing down in a journal.
Yeah.
Write it down. Listen, if the creator of the universe is answering you and speaking to you and either urging you or coming all outright, maybe giving you a dream or just giving you a confirming word, write it down so you'll have it forever. I mean, I can lose everything, but I don't want to lose one thing. That's the words the Lord has spoken to me.
Yeah.
The words he's spoken to me. Think about it. All these years later, they dig out the Dead Sea Scrolls. Why is it so precious? These are the words that God spoke. Why is the book of Revelation so important? These are the words God spoke to John on the Isle of Patmos. But you know what? God's still speaking today. He's speaking today. Listen, it's not just for Moses to go to the mountaintop. God wanted everybody to go and to hear his voice. But they weren't willing to prepare themselves. Listen, prepare yourself to approach the holy mountain of God and realize that if you deal with what you have to deal with, is sin at the cross of Jesus, and you repent, you can climb up on that mountain. You can begin to ascend his holy hill with clean hands and a pure heart. And just like Moses, just like John, just like Isaiah, just like Jeremiah, just like all those that have gone before us and those that are hearing today, and even an 8-year-old named Cooper in Maryland is hearing the voice of God, you can hear God. God, let's read Proverbs 1. Proverbs 1 says, listen, I talked to you, but you wouldn't listen. Now this storm's coming, and I'm going to laugh at it, laugh at you. But if you would have listened to me, I would have revealed the secrets of my heart. Stop and begin to abide with him. If you don't have a plan, we have a simple one for you. You can request it. Request it at iabide.org. That's iabide.org. Just fill out that simple information. As soon as you push submit, instantly you will be there and have access to video, audio, and simple abiding plan that even an 8-year-old can do it. Hebrews 4, chapter 4, verse 12, he talks about that. He says, for the word of God is alive and it's active. It's sharper than a double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing of soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. We're talking about abiding with God and in his word, but it's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's a living, breathing, active word of God. And so we're talking about spending time, not religiously, but relationally. Yeah. Help me out that. Hanging
relationally.
Out with, yes, thank you. With God and talking and walking, just like Adam did in the garden, strolling with God. And you'll be surprised how alive and how living his word is. It's sharper than a double-edged sword, which means it penetrates both ways. And that it penetrates even the dividing of soul and spirit. So your soul is what you think, what you want, what you feel. And it divides that from your spirit, which your spirit is saved the moment you give your life to the Lord. But your soul needs to be renewed and it's got some issues. So the word of God will help you divide what's spirit and what's soul. And then it comes in and even down to the bone and the marrow. It even judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Listen, if we want to get rid of our attitude as a church, we need to get back into the word of God. George Barna's study says that 81-82% of those who profess to be Christians are not even reading their Bible at all. And out of those that are reading it, only 3% are concerned about their heart condition as they do. If you want to get a simple plan to do that, we have one for you at iabide.org. iabide.org. You're listening to VFN Radio. We'll be right back after this message. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.